This time, it was not about him. This time, it was about his son. Do you not know? Have you not heard? A voice says, cry out. And I said, what should I cry? All the people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. As the father spoke with family, the father awoke one morning to discover that his son, a young man of 23, was gone. Days later, still gone, missing. No one knew where he was. You see, his son had not been well, both physically and emotionally. There was something battling within his son, broken within his mind, unbalance, unrest, dis-ease, disconnect. And despite the father's best efforts to help him and to get him help, he was now gone. His son had left home. Do you not know? Have you not heard? See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and holds them close to his heart. He gently leads those who have young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Or with the breadth of his hand, marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket? Or weighed the mountains on the scales? Or the hills in a balance? Who can fathom the Spirit of the Lord or instruct him as his counselor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him? And who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge and showed him the path of understanding? Surely the nations are like a drop in the bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. Lebanon is not sufficient for altar fires, nor its animals enough for burnt offerings. Before him, all the nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing. To whom then will you compare God? To what image will you liken him? As for an idol, a metal worker casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and fashions silver chains for it. A person too poor to present such an offering selects wood that will not rot. They look for a skilled worker to set up an idol that will not topple. As the father spoke with family and with friends about where his son might be, one of the suggestions, among many, was that his son might have gone to a camping festival across the country. It was really more of an annual informal camping event known as the Gathering. There was nothing concrete to indicate that is where he had gone. Nothing solid. He had never gone there before. It was just a guess. He could be anywhere, near or far. A camping festival. It was a shot in the dark, a needle in the haystack, a wild goose chase. How many cliches can I use to show the hopelessness of the father's search for his son? A camping festival. He could be anywhere. But the father knew he had to do something. He had to risk if he was going to find. Unlike the prodigal son made famous in Luke's gospel. You know the story. The son of a wealthy father, unsatisfied with his lot in life, wants to make his mark on the world, asks for an early inheritance, and shaking the dust off of his brand new sandals, sets out. Life is good, and he lives it to the fullest. He goes where he wants to go. He does what he wants to do. He buys what he wants to buy. He believes that money can buy you love. At least he believes that until he runs out of money. No money. No friends. No respect. No hope. He finds himself on Skid Row. And at his lowest moment, when he's scrounging food, perhaps not fit to feed to pigs, he remembers his home. He remembers his family. He remembers the resources and the responsibility that goes with it. He remembers his father. Perhaps he remembers who he is. That he is a son of his father. He makes his plan. He rehearses his speech. And shaking the dust off of his now worn sandals, he heads home. He comes to his senses and he returns home. The prodigal son returns home. Unlike the prodigal son, this son has little money. His father had no huge inheritance to give him. And because of his son's illness, the father was not sure that his son would make his way home. Or could make his way home. It's true, he dreamed. Prayed of seeing his son returning home in the distance and running to welcome him with arms flung wide. It was a dream. And so here was this father, stepping off of the plane, pursuing his son, biting back the frustration. What was he doing here? This is crazy. Agonizing over failure. Could he have done more to help his son? Should he have done things differently? Fighting against fear. What if he couldn't find his son? What if his son was hurt? What if? Following a faint hope and a prayer. He had reserved a rental car to be picked up at the airport. He had asked for the least expensive they had. He got there to find that all the economy cars were gone. They gave him an upgrade, an SUV. He drove all night, map open on the seat beside him, arriving at the camping event's parking lot in the early hours of the morning. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to be lived in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he breathes on them and they wither. And a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. What to do now? The father was tired after traveling all night, and it was a long hike from the parking area to the collection of fields and woods where people were camping. He decided to hike in to look for his son. He should have taken his camping gear, because there were hundreds, thousands of people milling about, sitting in groups, heading off through the trees. People, tents, music, laughter, smoke, garbage. The area was so large and uncontained, he could search for days and miss finding someone, miss finding his son, if he was even there. So he hiked back out, got his camping gear, and hiked back in. He found a spot to set up his tent. It was next to the place where each night a drum circle was formed. The father knew that a drum circle is something that his son would be drawn to. Each night, there was only the relentless beating of the drums. And no son. Each morning, having gotten little sleep, he got up and searched and searched and searched for his son. You can picture this father wandering here and there through the crowds. If you've ever tried to find someone in a large group, you know what that's like. The father, looking at the backs of heads, looking into the faces of countless young men, each time hope meeting despair. Do you not know? Have you not heard? To whom can you compare me, and who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry hosts one by one and calls forth each of them by name, because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? On the last day, with people packing up and leaving, the father saw in the distance, sitting on the ground. He could not tell for sure. He had had many such false sightings. But after flying, driving, hiking, searching, hoping, despairing, praying, he made his way over and stood. The sun looks up and looks down. Looks up. Looks down. Looks up. Realizes it's his dad. And tears are streaming down his cheeks. His dad standing there. He could hardly fathom. The son was not in good shape. His illness and what little food and water he had brought were long gone. He just sat there as if in a disoriented daze. And finally, the father was able to deliver the message he had come all that way to deliver. Son, I love you. If you want to come home, I'll take you home. If you want to go on, I'll let you go. If you want me to go with you, I'll come. The son looked into his father's eyes. I want to go home. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the everlasting Father, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even young men grow tired and weary, and you stumble and fall. But those who wait, who hope on the Lord, will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the everlasting extravagant Father, has found you and is there with arms open to deliver a message he has traveled through all eternity to deliver. I love you. Come. I'll take you home.